Tomorrow morning, our Friday Road Show, Norma's Carriage House on North Glenstone, just up from Evangel University. And that is, of course, sponsored by the good people at Queen City Motors, making that possible. And then tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 6, will be our KSGF Happy Hour at Whiskey Tango. Love for you to come by. It's come and go as you please. Just a little social hour. And they will have happy hour specials going on during that KSGF social hour. Don Luzader is here with the latest news update.
Good morning. The Humane Society of Missouri rescuers saving 25 dogs and one cat from a home of a person who had been dead for more than a week. That home was up in Hickory County. The dogs were suffering from malnourishment and various skin conditions associated with hoarding. One animal was found dead inside of that house. The dogs will be treated at the Humane Society facility up in St. Louis. Prosecutor in Lawrence County dropping the child abuse charge against a teacher in Marionville a day after he had refiled the charge in the case. A judge dismissed the original charges against Kimberly Daniels on Tuesday. She's been on paid leave since grabbing a 4-year-old boy by the arm and removing him from a kickball game. The prosecutor says he's been working with a school attorney and decided to drop the latest charge. And as we've been talking this morning, Kellyanne Conway will be the keynote speaker at the annual Lincoln Days event in Springfield next month. Conway serves as counsel to the president. Lincoln Days is a fundraiser for the Missouri Republican Party, and you can get tickets. We have that link at KSGF.com. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements, with discounts for veterans, firefighters, police officers, and EMTs. Flash flood watch Friday for the Ozarks. Chance of showers, thunderstorms today. Windy, a high of 58. Showers, thunderstorms tonight. Temperatures holding steady around 55. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. Some, as Don has mentioned throughout the morning with the news, some of those storms could be heavy. And I say heavy, they're talking about rain falling down, not necessarily severe in terms of, tornadic activity or anything. But it could be some of that heavy rain, thus the flash flood watch. A high near 64. Then a cold front is going to make its way in, and temperatures are going to bottom out overnight. A low of 28 Saturday. Not much better with a high near 35. Rain showers, freezing rain, possibly mixed with snow. Showers early in the day. Things will warm up a bit for Sunday. Sunny, a high of 46. Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. It's 51 and cloudy here at the KSGF studios. Don Carricker, iwantagreathomeloan.com. You want a great home loan? Everyone wants a great home loan, but not just a great home loan, a great home loan experience. Let me tell you something. That can be very stressful. Now, of course, everyone wants to get the best interest rate possible. Everyone wants to pay it off as soon as possible. We all want that. But if you have the option, let's say in the end, interest rates, terms, all that are the same. And on one hand, it is 30 days of nothing but stress of popping antacids because you haven't heard anything for 2 weeks and you're wondering, is the closing going to work all right? And you can never get a hold of your loan officer, or an experience in which you are constantly in the loop with what's going on. Proactively, you are being told exactly where things are and you aren't stressing out. I think we all know the answer to that. And it's the latter of the two that Don Carricker and his team provides. And that's why so many people recommend him to others, including me. I recommend him. I've used him, and I tell others, even not on air. I tell people off air. iwantagreathomeloan.com, because you do. Coming up, we have our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. The book, It Wasn't About Slavery, Exposing the Great Lie of the Civil War, Samuel Mitchum. The author will join us next. I'm Nick Reed. ABC Books, great local business, is on. It's just south of Kearney a bit, right around on North Glenstone. There's a Fazoli's there. There's an Andy's frozen custard, and ABC Books is right there. Valerie, the owner, is fantastic, friend of mine. And she's been author of the week longer than I've been friends with her. This is something that establishment has been sponsoring every week for a very long time now. And it makes it possible for us to bring you authors like Samuel Mitchum Jr., was a professor of history at Henderson State University, Georgia Southern University, and the University of Louisiana Monroe, visiting professor at West Point, and author of Bust Hell Wide Open, a biography of Civil War General Nathan Bedford Forrest, and more than 20 books on World War II. His latest is It Wasn't About Slavery, Exposing the Great Lie of the Civil War. And anytime I've noticed that this bit of history, this bit of truth comes up, people will say, oh, well, that's just what racists say. That's not true at all. Welcome, Samuel Mitchum. Thank you for being with us. What prompted you to write It Wasn't About Slavery, Exposing the Great Lie of the Civil War?
Well, actually, I was motivated by my publisher, Alex Novak. You may remember Robert Novak, the first conservative commentator. Yeah, it's his son. And he called and asked me to write the book. And I asked him to double the advance, and he did, so I wrote it. But it was a labor of love because I don't think it was about just about slavery. I mean, that's what you hear today, but that ignores a lot of history. If you get into the literature before the 1960s, slavery wasn't even considered the major cause. I guess I should say, first of all, people today don't know what history is, really. They define history, many of them, as the study of the past. It isn't. History is a study of the past with interpretation. And those people who say you can't change history, I think, in my humble opinion, are wrong. Because if you change the interpretation, you change the history. And the Northern soldiers who fought in the war, 99% of them weren't on a crusade to liberate the poor, oppressed blacks. Many people in the North didn't even like them. And frankly, I think that includes Abraham Lincoln.
You know, I've always thought, here's what I observe, is this argument, a lot of times it'll boil down to individuals that will point to folks involved in the Civil War in one capacity or another who were slave owners or who were racist, and they say, well, that's proof that it was about slavery. But to me, it's like, if I were to draw an analogy, saying the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was about candy. Well, it wasn't. That's not what the movie was about. Yeah, candy was in it. The theme was candy. There, you know, that was a common theme throughout it, but that wasn't what the movie was ultimately about. And as you mentioned, it was a component of the Civil War, but that doesn't mean that's why it necessarily occurred.
Yeah, I agree, although I must admit a chink in my education because I haven't watched Willy Wonka.
Well, don't feel too bad. I don't think that that says as much about you as it does me.
Okay. Well, my premise is it was about money. I mean, most wars have been fought over money or wealth transfer, territorial transfer, which is wealth, in one form or another. And my friends who say it was about slavery, well, I just tell them, let me ask you this. What was slavery about? Slavery was about money. The Muslim slave traders from Africa, the Africans who enslaved other Africans, accounted for 90% of the slaves in their original form, and they sold them to Yankee flesh peddlers. The slave fleets did not operate out of Charleston and Savannah and New Orleans. They operated primarily out of Boston and Providence, Rhode Island, and then later New York City. And they set up what was known as the Triangle Trade, and they brought the slaves to the New World. And about 6% of them were taken to America. And the North itself had a huge number of slaves, of, well, say, relatively speaking. I mean, and 1703, 42% of New York City households owned slaves, and that's more than any city in the United States except Charleston, South Carolina.
You know, it's
as late as
I was going to say, it's really interesting the way that you lay that out. That and when it we talk about the issue of slavery, there almost is this presentation that the slavery was a component that people in the South who had slaves, it's just because they liked it. It, you know, like, well, we just like having slaves, like people like having pets, and slavery existed for the sake of slavery and because the South, but the slavery was a tool, as immoral as it may have been, that was ultimately used for the purpose of money, as you're saying, and that it wasn't about some sort of moral stance or even a love of slavery itself, but it was how it was it was what the slavery was used for, and that was the money.
Yeah, it was a cheap source of labor, it was on both sides of the Mason-Dixon line. I mean, even after the North got rid of slavery, they did it very carefully so they wouldn't lose money. But even then, Wall Street and the New York banks financed slavery in the South because, if a planter wanted to expand, they didn't want land as collateral. They wanted slaves as collateral because they were worth more than the land. President Madison said fortunes on Wall Street ran through the cotton fields of Mississippi.
We're talking with Samuel Mitchum Jr., our author of the week. The book is It Wasn't About Slavery, Exposing the Great Lie of the Civil War, our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. So whenever history gets rewritten, oftentimes, you know, somebody who believes something, it's because they were told that. But at some point it had to, if there is a truth, there's some reason why that truth got changed. How is it that we have ended up today believing that it was just about people in the South who loved the idea of having slaves?
Well, my personal view, it's a leftist agenda that started in the 1960s. They wanted to demonize heroes. There are people on the left that don't want any heroes except their own. They demonized Robert E. Lee. Winston Churchill said he was the most noble man who ever spoke the English language. Franklin Roosevelt said he was the most Christ-like American that ever lived. And all of a sudden, he's a horrible slave owner, which stretches credibility. If you actually read the will of his father-in-law, Lee didn't get any slaves. His wife got what's called usufruct, use of the fruits, but the slaves were not inherited. He was given 5 years to freedom. It'd be kind of like you leasing a car. If you standard lease 3 years, you can go around town and say it's my car, but 3 years you're going to have to pay for it or let it go. And if you try to sell it, you've got serious legal problems.
Well, I appreciate books like this because it does what I think needs to be done. And to me, it's almost worse having an incorrect view of history than not knowing it at all. And unfortunately, with issues like the Civil War, that has been boiled down to North good, South bad. People in the South love slaves. People in the North said no, and that's what it was over. And you lose the real meaning behind it. And it doesn't mean that, like you say, slavery wasn't a component to it, or slavery's good. You know, that's what they always want to pin on people, as if you're defending slavery or people who own slaves, when that wasn't it. It's just really, truly about understanding what a conflict is about, how slavery did work into it, and the complexities that are there. And so I always appreciate books like this. Absolutely. Author of the week, Samuel Mitchum. The book is It Wasn't About Slavery, Exposing the Great Lie of the Civil War. I really appreciate you being with us this morning.
Well, I sure enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
All right. Absolutely. Author of the week, sponsored again by ABC Books on North Glenstone. And our author of the week selections are generally available at ABC Books. If something is out of stock, of course, they can order it for you there at their location, south of Kearney on North Glenstone. I'm Nick Reed.